51. Driver, getting my license is my dream. It's the next thing I want to achieve. Tells George to his father. His father is happy to hear that. He thinks George is finally ready to take driving lessons and to get his driving license. He is old enough. It is going to cost a lot of money though, so his father wants to make sure George is really ready to invest himself in the classes. George agrees to give his 100%. His father knows how determined he is. He thinks he is going to do a good job. He accepts to help him during the weekends. Together, they will go for rides so that George can practice. Also, he agrees to pay for the classes. It's going to be his birthday gift. It takes a while, but after a couple of months, George finally gets his license. He believes that this is one of his best achievements. Everyone is proud of him. 52. A surprise. Ben, his wife Tanya, and their two young kids are in a flight. They are going to Florida, but the kids ignore the reason why. It's a surprise. They think they are going to visit their grandparents who live there. Actually, they are going to see their grandparents, but it's much more than that. They are also going to Disneyland. When the parents finally tell them, they can't believe it. They get very excited. It's going to be their first time in Disneyland. When they arrive, Jim, the youngest, is most particularly excited to see Mickey and Minnie. Carl, the oldest, cares more about the rolling coasters and the many attractions. They stay there for 1 week, in a very nice hotel. On the third day, the grandparents also joined them. Altogether, they enjoyed different kind of activities. This family trip was a real success, and everyone was happy. They stayed in Florida one more week near the beach. 53. Painter Alicia cannot believe what happened to her last week. She is a social worker and she works for an NGO who takes care of homeless people. Last Monday, there was this old poor man who came to the NGO and stayed the night. Normally, the people who come there leave the next morning, but this man didn't want to leave. Actually, he asked Alicia to help him. He told her he was a very creative person and he wanted to express himself through his creativity. Alicia thought this was a very amazing idea, but the man didn't know how he wanted to do this. Alicia had the idea of calling two of her good friends. One is an artist and the other is a musician. She thought maybe they could talk with the poor man about their passion. Perhaps that could inspire him. That's exactly what happened. The artist, the poor man and the musician had a long conversation together, and the old man was then convinced of what he wanted to do. He wanted to be a painter. 54. Close friend Amanda and her friends are very close to each other. They are a group of 7 girls, always hanging together. They have a similar routine every week. Normally, they go to Julie's place on the Tuesday nights to play board games. They go to Flora on Friday nights to drink and they go for brunch on Sunday mornings. Recently, things are changing. All of them got new smartphones. Although they are still hanging together all the time, they are always looking at their phones, scrolling down their Facebook feeds, and posting new pictures on Instagram. Technology is starting to tear them apart. They don't talk as much, they don't share as much. Amanda is starting to think the evils of technology is a bad thing for them. She suggests that whenever they're together, they should put their phone away. Everyone agrees. This was actually a really good idea. Now things are getting back like they used to be. 55. The best dad all Anthony is 7 years old, and he is a big fan of Disney movies. He watched them all, from Lion King to Cinderella. He enjoyed all of them. When his parents told him they were going to Disneyland, he was the happiest little kid. He couldn't believe it. They stayed there for 4 days, but his first day was his favorite. That's when he met many mascots. He met Mickey, Minnie, Winnie and many more. That's also when he saw the Cinderella Castle. He was so impressed by it. It was simply magical. Anthony ate a lot of cotton candy that day and he had the chance to watch some shows during the evening. When he went to bed that night, he was very grateful. He said thank you to his parents. He didn't sleep well though. He was just too excited, thinking about tomorrow, thinking about what was going to happen next. That first day in Disneyland was the best of all. 56. Scary sound. It was night and Kelly was sleeping. She had a long day and she was very tired. All day, all she was thinking was to go to bed, so as soon as she arrived home, that's what she did. Around 11 p.m., she heard some noises coming from outside. It woke her up. She was a little scared. What is that sound? She thought for herself. She decided to go back to bed and to forget about it. Then suddenly, it started again. It sounded like explosions. Kelly was starting to get really worried. She looked through the window and that's when she saw it. Those were fireworks. Surprised, she didn't understand why there were so many fireworks tonight. They were beautiful though. They were very big and so colorful. That's only when she grabbed her phone to look at the time that she saw the date. Today was 4th of July. That explained why there were so many fireworks. How did she forget about this? She laughed at herself a little bit. She enjoyed the show. Then she went to bed and fell asleep again. 57. Nancy's problems. Nancy is having a lot of problems these days. She is splitting with her boyfriend and she's feeling very sad because she doesn't have much friends to talk with about this situation. One day, she decides to open herself to one of her co-workers, Jennifer. Jennifer tries to comfort Nancy, but she's obviously a little uncomfortable. They don't know much about each other. Nancy tells Jennifer how she is alone, how she has no one to talk with. Because she feels bad for Nancy, Jennifer tells her that she's always welcome to come over at her place anytime if she needs to. That same night, Nancy is feeling lonely. She then remembers Jennifer's proposition and she decides to head to her place. It was 2 a.m. When Jennifer opens the door, she is furious. It's late in the night and she's sleeping. She feels sorry for Nancy, but she can't help right now. After all, she wasn't really inviting. 58. An apartment for Janice. Janice has been hosting her brother Joshua for the last few months. Joshua was short with money and he needed a place to stay, otherwise, he was going to end up in the streets. Janice didn't want that to happen, so she welcomed him for a couple of weeks. The couple of weeks slowly became a couple of months. Joshua isn't really helping her at home. He doesn't clean his dishes, He doesn't pay for anything and he is always complaining about everything. Although Janice loves him, she is getting tired of treating him like a child. She tells him it is time for him to find his own apartment. At first, Joshua is under shock. He didn't know she was going to tell him such a thing. After having a conversation about it though, he understands better. He knows it is time for him to move. He starts looking in the newspapers for some flats. He finds one not too far from his sister's place. 2 weeks later, he was moving in there. 59. Favorite holiday. Halloween is Christopher's favorite holiday. He loves wearing a costume, most of the time a scary one, and walking around in the streets, knocking on strangers' doors, asking for trick or treat. The only problem is that he is now turning 16 years old and many people think this is too old to trick or treat. Even his mom tells him that he shouldn't do so. She thinks that people will refuse to give him candies, pretending he is too old for this. Christopher knows his mom has a good point, but he doesn't want to accept it. He decides to wear his new costume anyway and to go knock at doors. When he comes back to his home after, he admits to his mom that it wasn't a big success. Happily, though, he still got some candies, including many chocolates. He has less than what he used to get back when he was a kid, but he is still happy. 60. The hairdresser. Every time Zoe goes to the hairdresser, she is a little uncomfortable. She doesn't know if she is supposed to leave a tip or not. After all, a hairdresser isn't like a waitress, but is she supposed to thank her by giving her a little tip? She is confused. She asked to some of her friends before, and some said they'd leave a tip, but others said it wasn't necessary. Some leave only $2, while others leave up to $10. One day, she decides to simply ask her hairdresser. This is an awkward conversation, but at least now she will know. Her hairdresser was really surprised by her question. She told her that leaving a tip wasn't necessary, but it was always appreciated. She also said that it depends if she's happy with the service or not. Zoe understands better. From now on, she is leaving a tip according to the service she received. Sometimes, the tip is big and other times, she leaves less money.